You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
This week is Scrutiny Week in Parliament. This is a chance for the opposition to question relevant ministers about the budget in select committees and for the public to see the inner workings of government questioned in an accessible way. Some of the headlines to have come out of this week include discussions of New Zealand failing to uphold our climate commitments, supporting media, and what makes this country livable in light of the high numbers of New Zealanders moving overseas. For our weekly catch-up with Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez March, I ask about all of these topics. I start by asking about what Scrutiny Week means.
For the first time ever, we've introduced the ability for opposition to grill ministers throughout a single week, allowing for almost double the time to have ministers in front and officials, which means we'll have a much more in-depth scrutiny about the decisions that the government has made this year in relationship to the budget, whether it's to not fund cancer drugs, to cut employment services, and decisions they would have made around infrastructure as well. And in previous years, this process would have taken several months, and it also meant that the public didn't take it as an event, and it was harder for media to cover. So this was a cross-party approach to ensuring that the government could properly be held to account and that we increase public interest around it.
Yesterday during this process, you suggested to Communications Minister Paul Goldsmith that the government was taking a hands-off approach with media. Can you speak to this comment?
Media is, at the moment, at least in New Zealand, collapsing when it comes to particularly public media and community media outlets. One of the concerns that we had was that the minister seems to be taking a hands-off approach when it comes to things like emerging technologies, the role that AI, for example, plays in displacing jobs and sound technicians. And we're also concerned around the lack of reliable funding sources for public media, but also for community media as well. And I acknowledge the role that student media and community media run by ethnic communities plays when it comes to ensuring that groups that perhaps don't consume traditional public media outlets get critical information. And we've seen how important that is when there are civil defense emergencies or public health crises, that some of that critical information also gets out to communities.
Moving on to climate, can you talk a bit about what the budget means for our climate commitments?
Well, the government has once again decided to ignore all the evidence around climate change and poured billions of dollars into polluting infrastructure rather than investing in things like rail and other forms of public transport. We also know that the government continues to not hold polluters to account and continues to exempt some of our biggest polluters from paying their fair share to contribute to their emissions. This includes big agribusinesses and the forestry industry as well. Now, the reality is we need a government that takes climate change seriously, and if countries start ignoring the evidence and not doing their best to ensure that we can have a livable planet, we're going to potentially see massive species extinctions and billions of people facing displacement in decades to come.
One notable point on this is that the government is refusing to add agriculture to the emissions trading scheme. Is this concerning?
The government continues to give big agribusiness a free pass at the expense of farmers who actually will pay the consequences of climate change, and that will have flow-on effects in our ability to continue to produce food and to look after the land that we live in. The ETS is based on market solutions, and it's one of the few levers that we have at the moment to ensure that polluters are contributing their fair share. We have more to do on top of adding agriculture into the emissions trading scheme to support farmers who transitioned to far more regenerative methods of farming. And so the Greens have been calling for a long time to include agriculture into the emissions trading scheme, but also to have support packages for farmers to move to more sustainable forms of practice so that we bring everyone along into the journey of taking climate change seriously and ensuring that future generations can have access to Kai and to a livable planet.
Is there some regret from the Greens for prioritising cross-partisan support over more substantial legislation with things like the Zero Carbon Bill when everything is being unwound by this government anyways?
My position has always been that the real power does not necessarily lie in politicians agreeing with one another, but with the public and the grassroots movements moving the window to a place where it's untenable for politicians to not take climate change seriously. So I'm looking forward to continue building that power and working alongside people on the ground to ensure that we shift the public opinion on these issues and that we create strong civic society movements that allow for politicians to never be able to botch in the same way that we've managed to create enduring changes when it comes to voting rights that you would never think now would be taken away. We need to continue building the same kind of public support because ultimately it's not going to be politicians leading the way on this, and I think the Greens need to continue to hold that principle and all, everything that we do in our politics and rely more on the power of the people rather than the power of politicians agreeing with one another.
Finally, it was revealed last week New Zealand is facing record high levels of migration out of the country. What needs to change to keep people here?
Well, I mean, I think the government is partly or largely responsible for this, right? We've got a government that has refused to introduce legislation that controls how much rent can go up by and is not building enough public housing. And so you've got people who simply cannot afford to pay rent in Aotearoa despite having pretty decent salaries. At the same time, we've got a government that is cutting thousands of jobs. And for many of those people that find themselves without a job, they're facing financial difficulties and their lives turn upside down. And some of them are having to make that incredibly hard decision of having to move overseas to be able to provide for themselves and their families. And so the Greens continue to call for stronger public service, for things like rent controls, better public transport to ensure that we create the conditions where people want to stay. I can't blame people who have to make those incredible decisions to leave the country for a better life when they're seeing a government that does not take their livelihoods and their well-being seriously.
I can probably guess your answer to this, but do you think the budget will make New Zealand a more desirable place to live?
When we've got a government that continues relying on trickle-down economics and handouts to landlords to make housing more affordable and continues thinking that cutting thousands of jobs is the answer to the problems that we face, I can't see a reason why many of the people who have now left to places like Australia would want to come back. We need a government that takes the climate crisis and inequality crisis seriously to create thriving communities where people feel like they can grow old and Aotearoa, and this is why we continue campaigning to not just lead the opposition, but to have a green-led government where we can actually create the conditions for people who have left to come back, but also people who have decided to stay to have a good life.
That was Green MP Ricardo Menendez-March on Scrutiny Week and the record numbers of people leaving New Zealand.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.